From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. A group of people in Indonesia held an event dubbed Goes for Democracy as a solidarity act for people of Myanmar who are under the power of military junta following the coup on February 1st. This event was also aimed to respond to the increasing violent acts and human rights violation by the military. The representative of the event, Safina Maulida, said in a written statement on Saturday that since the coup in early February until today, more than 700 casualties are recorded as victims of extrajudicial killings. The military junta uses excessive force against the pro-democracy demonstration and civilians. A number of national figures declared their support towards Indonesian Food and Drug Monitoring Agency BPOM. A member of Transparency International Indonesia, or TII, Natalia Subagio, in a statement on Saturday, asked all parties to let the institution and its expert team work soundly as she believes in the science, integrity, and independence of the institution. As quoted by Tempo, she praised BPOM that has been serving to help maintain public health. Natalia and a number of national figures asserted that they respect the research and development of all vaccines or drugs as the efforts to fight against the pandemic, but still heading to scientific principles. At least 93 Indonesian migrant workers were repatriated by authorities in Macau, China, through the Hong Kong International Airport from April 8 to 15, 2021, the Indonesian Consulate General in Hong Kong informed on Saturday. In a press statement, the Consulate General said it assisted in the repatriation of the Indonesian workers. Repatriation was the only way to send the workers home, owing to the absence of direct flights from Macau to several Indonesian cities amid the COVID-19 situation. In addition to the absence of direct flights, all foreigners coming to Hong Kong are required to undergo quarantine. Since the enforcement of the Macau-Hong Kong route closures last year, the Indonesian Consulate General in Hong Kong has repatriated 557 Indonesian citizens. Let's move on to the international news. China and the United States agree that stronger pledge to fight climate change should be introduced before a new round of international talks at the end of the year, the two countries said in a joint statement on Sunday. The statement came after a meeting between China's climate envoy Xi Jinping and his U.S. counterpart John Kerry in Shanghai on Thursday and Friday. China and the United States also agreed to discuss specific emission reduction action, including energy storage, carbon captures, and hydrogen. They also agreed to take action to maximize financing for developing countries to switch to low-carbon energy sources. France will order a strict 10-day quarantine for all travelers coming from Brazil starting April 24th, the Prime Minister's office said on Saturday, in a bid to prevent the spread of a coronavirus variant first found in the South American country. France decided this week to suspend all flights to and from Brazil. The measures will be extended until April 23rd. Starting April 24th, only people residing in France or holding a French or European Union passport will be allowed to fly to the country. Canada on Saturday reported a second case of rare blood clots with low platelets after immunization with AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine in a week. The person who experienced the very rare event has been treated and is recovering, Canada's health ministry said in a statement, adding that the person lives in the province of Alberta. Based on the evidence available, Canada still maintains that the benefits of the AstraZeneca vaccine outweigh the potential risk. Canada health authorities will continue to monitor the use of all COVID-19 vaccine closely and examine and assess any new safety concern. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga asked U.S. drug makers Pfizer on Saturday, April 17, to provide additional supplies of COVID-19 vaccine to Japan this year. Pfizer confirmed in an email that CEO Albert Bourla met with Suga virtually to discuss vaccine supply on the last day of Suga's three-day visit to Washington. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine is the only one approved in Japan. Japan's Nikkei newspapers reported early that Suga asked Pfizer to provide more vaccine doses. In escalation of Japan's sizable elderly population begun on Monday, but some expert cautions that the general population may not have access to vaccination until late summer or even winter because of constrained supplies. Japan was among the last major economies to begin COVID-19 inoculation when it started in mid-February after domestic trials to ensure safety. That was the news.
President Joko Widodo and German Chancellor Angela Merkel last Monday, April 12, virtually opened the Hannover Messe 2021 Digital Edition. The Hannover Messe is one of the world's largest industrial exhibitions, which has been running for more than 72 years. The exhibition took place from April 12 to 16, 2021 in Hannover, Germany. In the organizing this time, Indonesia acted as a partner country, as well as being the only Asian country that has ever received this honor. With the theme Making Indonesia 4.0 and the slogan Connect to Accelerate, Indonesia included 156 exhibitors consisting of ministries and institutions, state-owned enterprises, universities, and national private companies. State-owned enterprises that attended the exhibition included Indonesian Mint Company, Perum Percetakan Uang Republik Indonesia Peruri, which introduced innovation in the field of digital business solution. This company is exhibiting three of its superior products, namely Peruri Sign, Peruri Code, and Peruri Thrust. Through this exhibition, Peruri hopes to have an opportunity to explore businesses in the field of printing money and security documents. In the health sector, BioPharma introduced its products in the form of vaccine, antisera, and diagnostic kits. BioPharma also displayed biotracking and biodetect technology innovation in vaccine distribution. Through the handover messe, BioPharma hoped to expand its market to Eastern Europe. There were 63 startups from Indonesia who also exhibited their products at the handover messe 2021. 23 of them were fostered by the Indonesian Ministry of Industry through Startup for Industry. In the exhibition, the startup companies were looking for opportunities to expand their market and network. The day after the opening of the handover messe 2021, President Joko Widodo and Chancellor Angela Merkel had a virtual bilateral meeting on Tuesday, April 13. During the meeting, Chancellor Merkel stated that she saw the potential possessed by Indonesia to become an important partner of Germany. In response to this, President Joko Widodo immediately offered to collaborate in the development of industrial estates that can be occupied exclusively by companies from Germany or the German Industrial Quarter. The place is in the Batang Integrated Industrial Zone, Central Java. The president also ensured that the investment climate in Indonesia was getting better with the creation of the job creation law. That was this week's Spotlight. Let's begin today in history with April 18, 1955, the death of Albert Einstein's occurred. Albert Einstein was a physical scientist who is widely regarded as the greatest scientist of the 20th century. Einstein was born in Ulm in Württemberg, Germany, about 100 kilometers east of Stuttgart. His father was Hermann Einstein, a four-bed salesman who later took up electrochemical work. He put forward the theory of relativity and also contributed greatly to the development of quantum mechanics, statistical mechanics, and cosmology. He was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1921. After the general theory of relativity was formulated, Einstein becomes famous throughout the world, an unusual achievement for a scientist. Let's move on to April 18, 1955, when the Asia-Africa Conference began. The Asia-Africa Summit is a conference of Asian and African countries, most of which have recently gained independence. It was organized by Indonesia, Myanmar formerly Burma, Sri Lanka formerly Ceylon, India and Pakistan. This meeting was coordinated by Indonesian Foreign Minister Sunario. It took place from April 18 to 24th, 1955 at Gedung Merdeka, Bandung, Indonesia. The aim of the Asia-Africa Summit is to promote Asian-African economic and cultural cooperation and fight colonialism and neo-colonialism. I'll end with April 18, 2007, when West Irian Jaya officially changed its name to West Papua. West Papua is a province of Indonesia located at the western tip of the island of Papua. Its capital is Manokwari. The name of this province was previously West Irian Jaya as stipulated in Law No. 45 of 1999, based on Government Regulation No. 24 of 2007, dated April 18, 2007. The name of this province was changed to West Papua. That was Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia. Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our podcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. He was listening to our English program on April 4th, 2021, through frequency 3325 kHz. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir. Thank you very much for sending your reception report. Keep listening and stay healthy. Special for you, here is a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
People tend to judge on the things they don't even know about my life. And all this headache keeps coming in, comes and go without no surprise. No wonder you hate with no reason why. Just gotta be stories that are passing by. There's no point digging all the lies that are just crunching someone's life. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming, coming. Keep it coming, keep it coming, keep it coming. I'm a warrior.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Olympic Committee is optimistic that the Indonesian red and white team can add more athletes to Tokyo Olympics to be held from July 23rd to August 8th. In a countdown of 100 days before the opening of the Tokyo Olympics, the Indonesian Olympic Committee Secretary General Ferry Kono said that the opportunity is still wide open because the qualifying round is still in progress. In a written statement received in Jakarta on Wednesday, Ferry said that one sport that has the opportunity to add more athletes to Tokyo is weightlifting. Seven lifters are currently in Tashkent, Uzbekistan, to claim additional tickets for the Asian Championship on April 18 to 25, accompanying Eko Yuli Irawan and Windy Chantika Isa, who are already in a safe position to the Olympics. Other branches that can still earn Olympic tickets are cycling and surfing. Ferry said the executive board of the Indonesian Bicycle Sport Association has a championship that is included in the Road to Tokyo points calculation. He hopes that riders, especially in BMX numbers, can maximize these opportunities. The executive board of the Indonesian Bicycle Sport Association has just held a series of bicycle racing championships after being stalled for 1 year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Starting with the 2021 National BMX Championship on April 9th and the two Class 1 or C1 International BMX Championship Series the following day. These are included in the events to collect points of the International Cycling Federation, UCI. The same potential can also be obtained by new sports to be competed in the Olympics, such as surfing. The surfing branch will have qualifying rounds of the Surfing Championship in El Salvador on May 29 to June 6. Indonesian surfing athletes will compete for the remaining 5 slots in the last qualification. Until now, Indonesia has pocketed at least 13 Olympic tickets. 4 of them belong to sprinter Lalu Muhammad Zohri, shooter Fidya Rafika Rahmatan Toyiban, female of 50-meter rifle 3 position, as well as 2 entry-by-number quotas for male and female archers. The other 2 tickets almost certainly belong to lifters Eko Yuli Irawan, a 61 kg male, and Windy Jantika Aisa, a 49 kg female. The rest is secured by badminton branches. They are at least 7 representatives on the safe list for the race to Tokyo points, namely men's single Anthony Sinisuka Ginting and Jonathan Christie, women's singles Gregoria Mariska Tunjung, women's doubles Grecia Poli, Apriani Rahayu, men's doubles Marcus Fernaldi Gideon and Kevin Sanjaya Sukamulyo, and Muhammad Ahsan and Hendra Satyawan, as well as mixed doubles Pravin Jordan and Melati Daifa Oktavianti. That was my Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we'll reply an email from our listener, Mikael Sjöberg, a DXer from Sweden, Scandinavia. He was listening to Spanish program through frequency 3325 kHz on April 3rd, 2021, with SINPO 33333. Hello, Mr. Mikael Sjöberg. Thank you very much for your email and the reception report. We are glad to know about it. Hopefully, you enjoy our program and get to know more about Indonesia. We have forwarded your email to our friend from Spanish section. As our appreciation, here is a beautiful song. Happy listening.
Friday night, staying up late, laying down side to side. Feels like nothing to be afraid of anything, just enjoy the ride.
more inappropriate things than appropriate things. You scare people.
Well, I tell the truth. You're mean.
Well, I'm not telling the truth.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Every region in Indonesia has a variety of foods and beverage as menu for iftar or breaking the fast in the month of Ramadan. In the holy month, if you are visiting Medan, which is the third largest city in Indonesia, it is incomplete if you don't try the typical menu of breaking the fast in Medan. One of them is Kari Bihun Medan or Medan Vermicelli Curry. Kari Bihun Medan or Medan Vermicelli Curry, which is very popular for breaking the fast, can be easily found along the road in the city of Medan. Usually, Medan Vermicelli Curry is also eaten as a breakfast menu. This dish, in the form of rice noodles, is given a thick curry sauce with a variety of toppings of beef or chicken. The gravy of the Medan Vermicelli Curry is not too thick or fatty, but it has the right delicious taste, tasty and not excessive. The salty or sweet taste fits perfectly. This is because the Medan Vermicelli Curry uses a lot of herbs and spices to make it taste so delicious. Usually vermicelli curry is served with steamed potatoes, so you don't need rice to make your stomach full. One serving of curry also uses quite a lot of vermicelli. But if you want to eat it with rice, of course you can, and it will not reduce the enjoyment of the vermicelli curry. For your information, most Indonesians will eat any meal with rice, even if you have potato or other carbohydrate sources in the side dishes. Meanwhile, to complement the Medan vermicelli curry, it is usually sprinkled with fried sliced shallots and chilies so that the taste is even spicier and more intense.
Now we will reply another email from Jayanta Chakrabarti in India. Hello, Mr. Jayanta Chakrabarti. Thank you for your wish. Keep listening, stay healthy, and stay safe. Regards by Voice of Indonesia. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Pandanglah ke depan, kau lihat ufuk fajar harapan. Kita hidup dalam persahabatan, kita melangkah menuju kemenangan.
Matahari bersinar benderang, menyinari cita-cita gemilang. Walau mendung datang,
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
A face mask manufacturer has succeeded in creating environmentally friendly disposable products. This mask is easily biodegradable in nature so that it can reduce the worry of hoarding medical device waste that is currently being experienced in various countries including Indonesia. Jito Technical and Business Development Director Mara Oscar Herdiana, in a written statement in Jakarta on Friday, said that generally, masks take up to 30 years to decompose in nature. Mara said its products can decompose much faster, so it can be ensured that they are environmentally friendly. According to Mara, during the COVID-19 pandemic, many countries advised their citizens to wear masks as an effort to protect themselves from exposures to COVID-19. In addition to cloth masks, many people also wear disposable masks when doing activities outside the home because they are more practical and have a medical impression. The use of single-use masks in large quantities is unavoidable around the world. A study reveals that about 129 billion masks are used globally every month, or about 2.8 million pieces per minute. Furthermore, Mara said that his company, a manufacturer of medical standard medical disposable masks of the Jito brand, has currently designed and will soon release environmentally friendly disposable masks so that it takes a shorter time to decompose in nature than common disposable masks. It was explained that this mask material had been tested by international scale analytical laboratories based on the ASTM D5511 standard. This task is carried out to determine whether these materials can decompose naturally and quickly. Mara added that the material being tested in the Intertech laboratory is spunbound polypropylene material, which is the main material in producing masks. With special care and development, the material is processed so that it can be biodegradable. From the laboratory test result, it is proven that within 45 days, the material has broken down by 8%. Meanwhile, it takes 562.5 days, or 1.5 years, to get the yield down to 100%. This environmentally friendly mask has protective abilities like medical masks. Even though both of them are made from polypropylene, this mask is able to decompose quickly in nature because it has gone through special supervision and development. The efforts to produce environmentally friendly masks is a form of the company's efforts to participate in supporting sustainable development programs, or SDGs.
Dalamnya lautan akan kuwarungi, gunung yang menjulang pastikan ku daki.
Rintangan yang datang takkan menghalangi segala niat yang telah kita yakini.
Kadang aku harus menyatu dan juga saling melengkapi.
Menyerah, menaklukkan dunia.
jangan putus asa menghadapi cobaan.
Yakin dan percaya itulah kuncinya.
Kadang aku harus menyatu dan juga saling melengkapi.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I will present you a religious song by Ungu. Ungu is known as one of the music bands in Indonesia who is diligent in releasing religious songs. In 2021, Ungu has released a religious song entitled Bismillah Cinta. In this song, Ungu invites to collaborate with a dangdut singer, Lesti Kejora. Bismillah Cinta was written by the frontman, Pasha. This song contains three messages, namely about happiness for Muslims in welcoming Ramadan, about the pandemic, and long-distance love. Well, listener, here is Ungu and Lesti with the song Bismillah Cinta.
Rasa Ramadan yang indah kini telah tiba. Bulan penuh berkah, rahmat dari Allah, meski dalam suasana berbeda.
Cobaan demi cobaan melanda kita bersama, namun tak lagi sama. Cara memisahkan semua telah berbeda. Ini ujian bagi kita.
Bismillah cinta,
percaya padaku, percaya cinta. Yakin kita bisa lalui semua. Segala cobaan yang datang mendera.
Bismillah cinta, panjatkan doa pada yang ku padanya dengan air mata. Insya Allah Ramadan membawa hikmah.
cinta. Yakin kita bisa lalui semua. Segala cobaan yang datang mendera.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kamu Voice of Indonesia.
Saya mencintai Ainun, tapi Allah yang menciptakan kita semua lebih cinta Ainun. Saya tidak pernah merasakan ditinggali Ainun, karena beliau selalu berada dalam hati saya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Melakukan hal yang tak mungkin. Benar.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safri Adela. See you on the next English program.